Say, Lord Jesus, I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. And my spirit is alive to perceive. You're speaking to me. Hallelujah. In the Amplified, it says, God stands in the assembly of the representatives of God in the midst of the magistrates or judges. He gives judgment as among the gods. That's a small g, gods. How long will you magistrate or judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Pause and think about this. Do justice to the weak and the poor and the fatherless and maintain the right of the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rescue them out of the hands of the wicked. The magistrates and judges know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness of complacent satisfaction, all the foundations of the earth, the fundamental principles upon which rests the administration of justice, are shaking. I said you are gods, small g, since you judge on my behalf as my representatives. Indeed, all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die as men and fall as one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for to you belongs all the nations. Go ahead.
All rise, for God now comes to judge as he convenes heaven's courtroom. He judges every judge and rules over every ruler, saying, how long will you judges refuse to listen to the voice of true justice and continue to corrupt what is right by judging in favor of the wrong? Defend the defenseless, the fatherless and the forgotten, the disenfranchised and the destitute. Your duty is to deliver the poor and the powerless, liberate them from the grasp of the wicked. But you continue in your darkness and ignorance while the foundations of society are shaken to the core. Didn't I commission you as judges, saying, you are all like gods, with the small g, since you judge on my behalf. You are all like sons of the Most High, my representatives. Nevertheless, in death you are nothing but mere men. You will be laid in the ground like any prince, and you will die. All rise, for God now takes his place as judge of all the earth. Don't you know that everything and everyone belongs to him? The nations will be sifted in his hands.
Isn't that an incredible, fitting situation that you're seeing all the deception, all of the lies and the manipulations that you've watched for how many years, and you can see the unjust being just liberated, whatever responsibility they had, or the exposure doesn't happen, because these judges are under the small gods. They're operating under those small gods, not under the God of heaven.
Amen.
So would you take that last verse again?
All rise, for God now takes his place as judge of all the earth. Don't you know that everything and everyone belongs to him? The nations will be sifted in his hands.
the nations, not one, with an S, will be sifted. Now, you know, you see the hand of the Father preordained Brian Simmons to work. I mean, it's almost 20 years he's been working on this. Okay? And the clarity from that word, verse, I mean, it's not bad in the Amplified, but it's much clearer in that Passion Translation. So, what are we saying? We're looking for 2022 to see and rise in attention. Keep our eyes and ears open so that we can see the Father bringing a change. And Amanda Grace's comment said she felt very strongly that the first 3 months of this year, we will be seeing some incredible changes take place. Okay? I'm just finishing up a book that was done by Tom Horn, and